Musicians and other performers are among those hit hard by the economic effects of this coronavirus. For many, most of their income opportunities have been canceled or delayed indefinitely. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas reports that many musicians are now trying their hand at teaching online.
Bassist Steve Whipple has played with everyone from Lady Gaga to NEA Jazzmaster Toshiko Akiyoshi to his own group. As soon as the coronavirus started making its way across the United States, Whipple saw that musicians were getting in trouble. Tours were shut down. Venues started closing left and right.
A lot of people are stuck at home, so I thought if we could connect those two populations, you know, it would help employ the musicians who don't have work.
So he and a couple of friends set up a website called Maestro Match to pair up teachers with prospective students around the globe, both kids and adults. Within days, hundreds of musicians had signed up to teach, from emerging artists to world-famous professionals.
Some of my heroes are signing up to teach. I've been kind of blown away with the name. So, I mean, it's really hurting every level of musician, you know.
While some musicians are racing to play catch-up, learning how to use video conferencing apps and figuring out how to accept payment electronically, others are old hands, like flutist and educator Barbara Cecil. Cecil's been teaching online for years. Coincidentally, most of her students are from one country that's been deeply affected by the coronavirus crisis.
I teach a lot of students from China because there are a lot of high-level students who want to go to American universities and graduate schools.
Cecil says she's learned that while there are some drawbacks to interacting with her students online, she's mostly found it to be really positive.
Working with somebody online is really focused. I can see everything they're doing because they're like right in front of my face, and I can't get distracted, and they can't either.
Other musicians worry there's simply too much competition right now to really make any money.
It's a flooded market with online teaching at the moment, and we haven't necessarily seen any increase in prospective students.
Chris King is a trumpet player from Orlando, Florida. He gigs around the city and also works at the Disney theme parks. They're closed now, so he's telling his colleagues to look outside of music to make their monthly nut.
Whatever skill you have, by all means, this is probably the time to try and cash in a little bit on it.
Like landscaping or repairing instruments, whatever keeps the money coming in. But singer-songwriter Amy Spies says making music online is exactly the right thing to be doing for both teachers and students.
I know one thing that heals people is working on the thing that they love, even if it's not their job. And if you're stuck at home, why not work on songs? Why not work on songwriting?
Nothing good could come from this. Can we pull back and take it slow?
Spies lives in Nashville. She says people are anxious and they're already getting stir crazy. So she's been offering group songwriting workshops online. They've been filling up, and not just with professional musicians.
Waiters, bartenders, service people who are stuck at home wondering, they want to create something because they've got to put their feelings somewhere, because if your feelings stay in your head, what are you going to do? You're going to drink, take drugs. So I feel like that's my job as an artist and now as a teacher to help those who want to express this and give them some tools and allow them a space that there's a community around them that can support them.
Spies says making art and music together, even virtually, is exactly the balm people need right now. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.
Nothing safe here, nothing sound. And keep the train along the track. There's still time to turn around.